It's time for another edition of WUKY's Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd, director of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment featuring interviews from the collection. Hello again, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, Lexington and Central Kentucky recently said goodbye to longtime Urban League president P.G. Peoples.
P.G. Peoples was one of Kentucky's most influential civil rights and community leaders. He was born in Lynch, Kentucky, the son of a coal miner. And after earning his degree from the University of Kentucky and beginning a career as a teacher, he joined the Urban League of Lexington and eventually led that organization for more than 50 years. Had a profound impact. I'm so proud that the Nunn Center has 23 interviews with P.G. Peoples. Today we're going to feature two excerpts that aren't necessarily related, but they take you inside the mind of P.G. Peoples. So this first excerpt comes from an interview in 1993 conducted by Terry Birdwistell. P.G. is reacting to the fact that his principal in Lynch, Kentucky, made predictions and recommendations for the graduating high school seniors and recommended that P.G. become a shoe salesman.
I took on some personal challenges of competing with some of what were considered their best students. Mm-hmm. And some of the rest of us. We felt we owed it to the teachers who had prepared us to compete against.
Another interesting piece there, Terry, is that the guy who was the principal of the school, named Jack Isaacs, left Lynch, but he became an assistant principal at Henry Clay. And he was one of those guys who I targeted as being part of that group who were making those predictions about our capabilities. And I remember coming when I was a senior at UK, and we were trying to do some recruiting of African-American high school students from the area to come to UK.
Yeah.
I was part of a delegation that went to Henry Clay to talk to students. And you know, I guess that's probably one of the proudest days of my life, to walk into his office as principal and say, oh, remember me?
That same determination would become a hallmark of P.G. Peoples' career. Whether working in education, mentoring young people, or leading the Urban League, he never lost sight of the sacrifices made by earlier generations. 20 years after that 1993 interview we just heard from, he reflected on the responsibilities of leadership and the importance of carrying forward the work of those who came before him.
In this work, we always have to remember the people whose shoulders we stand upon, the people who made the sacrifices years and years ago, those folks who rode buses from Detroit down the Mississippi were bombed, those folks who were bombed in the churches. Folks, I think about folks like my father who migrated from Alabama and came, worked in the coal mines in eastern Kentucky for 38 years. But that's just my story. There's numerous stories like that. Think about them. You know, the Urban League came into existence in 1910, and it came into existence as a result of the out-migration of the sharecroppers, mostly from the Deep South, Mississippi, Alabama, going north in anticipation of finding a better life. They were trying to escape the Jim Crowism in the South. I know we have issues today, and I know we have some times that we think are tough, but mama, just think of what they had to go through. And still they faced it with dignity. They faced it and still believed. Those of us who have the batons in our hands today, that we must run this race. Because it is a race, you know, that's what life is. A relay race, and the baton is passed on generation to generation. And every generation has a responsibility to run faster and further than the one that passed it on to them.
And now that he's gone, the baton has indeed been passed. We have over 23 interviews with P.G. Peoples. 10 of those are online and searchable at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd, Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History, thanks for joining us on WUKY's Saving Stories.
Thanks for having me.